Hey, Pop Rockers, how are you today? Paul with you again this evening. And I was going to do a sneaky introduction to Jason, but he's already on the screen, so I can't really hide him and bring him up. I'm going to switch it off. State-of-the-art technology here. We've got it all going now, Pat.
Straight up.
So, Jason, let me do a quick intro. You've got a song out, Freaking Out Loud.
Yes.
It's a pretty good little track. We've been listening to it. We've got it on Pop Rock Radio, Pop Rock Nation, playing. So, as always, these interviews about you and your music. So, give us a quick introduction on you. Tell us a bit about you.
Yeah. Well, I started writing music when I was about 13 years old. It was mostly rap music that I was writing. You know, just off YouTube tracks, all that kind of stuff. Nothing ever came off it. It was just songs that would be there stored on my phone and then no one would ever hear them. There was always that dream of wanting to do something with the music growing up. And it took me this long to finally build up the courage and stop judging myself enough to just get in a studio and, you know, write songs and just get it out there. So yeah, it took me 12 years to actually do it.
Yep. So you're in the ACT at the moment in Canberra?
Yes, Queanbeyan, so just on the border, pretty much.
Yeah. Now, you're not a native Australian, are you? You're from...
I'm from South Africa, yeah. I've been in Australia for 6 years now.
Yeah. I was going to say, I couldn't really hear your accent until just then. It's only very,
yeah,
very
certain words you'll probably pick it up a little bit.
Yeah. So what made you go to Canberra?
Well, it was initially Tasmania. My stepfather got a job there, and me and my mother and stepbrother moved over there, and about a year later I moved up to Canberra and haven't moved since.
Oh, cool. Because we've got a couple of artists that we speak to there. We have Black Summer. I don't know if you've heard of Black Summer. He's based in Canberra too.
I haven't
really, no. Yeah, you have to. He was one of the youngest music producers on Triple J on Earth.
Oh wow.
Yeah, he was 11 years old when he first hit Triple J, and he's based in Canberra.
Crazy. 11.
Yeah. He's older than that was seven, eight years ago. So he was there. Tell us about Freaking Out Loud. How did you come up with the song? What was going through your thought process?
It all started with the first line that came up like about a year ago. I was just driving to the gym and set record on my phone.
Yep.
And that little bit came out, that first line, and I was like, that could be cool one day to use. And then about a year later, I just found this like track off YouTube, and I was like, this is kind of sick. I think I'm going to use this, go back to my roots with the YouTube tracks and just kind of see what works. And then that just came out, and the rest of the song just flowed. So it's based off past experiences where you're in a relationship, you both just realize you're not really feeling it, it's not meant to be right now, you both have things to figure out. Later on down the track, you just start to see how like everything's going, and you see that they're doing really well, they're living life to the fullest. You just start to reach out and you know, just let them know that you've got these feelings for them still, and then find out that it's actually reciprocated after all this time, and just kind of freaking out a little bit. Kind of a weird one, but
cool. Hey, before you sit down to write and do anything, do you have any these are questions that we ask just for everyone, so do you have any like rituals or superstitions that you've got to,
it's almost all done in my car. I sit in the car and I write, and everything just happens in the car. It's kind of weird.
What type of car?
It's a Mitsubishi Lancer.
Yeah.
Nothing fancy, but it all happens there. Like, I taught myself how to scream in the car, just a random weirdo screaming in his car in the middle of the night.
Scream my music.
I write most of my songs in the car because I just listen to it on the radio, like through the speaker system, and I just get it all out. So it's usually all in the car. It's about
it. What do you make your music on? What instruments do you do all your own instruments?
I can't play any instruments, so I'm very new to music in general. I've just known I've loved it, and you know, I've been writing it for so long. But I can't play anything, so I rely on producers to make the beats and that for me. So YouTube beats are where I'm at currently. but I've been lucky enough to meet a producer in Canberra. Yep. He's actually where I record all my stuff at the moment. He goes by the name of Citizen K. He's nicest guy ever. We just clicked like that, you know. He knows what I wanted. He picks up on things I don't, and it's just everything comes out so smooth. It's brilliant. So I'm very much looking forward to working with him and actually making music in the future.
I'll have to get you in touch with Black Summer. It'd be good to see us get together. I like promoting Australian music and Australian bands. And,
oh, absolutely.
It's good.
Yeah, I mean, you never know what comes out of it. So.
Could be the next BB Rexha and David Guetta.
Could be. You never know.
Who wants to be BB?
I'll put my hand up. I'll be BB. We'll be right.
What other music you got? Because I looked on YouTube, you've got a few songs on YouTube.
I've only got one currently, but the next one actually comes out tomorrow.
Yep.
It's called Chess.
Yeah.
It's kind of almost a continuation of Freaking Out Loud, telling a story of how that relationship that was once great is now ended, kind of thing. Yep. It's just about being played. Being used, you know, that kind of stuff. It's probably one of my favorite songs I've ever written.
Yeah.
So I'm pretty excited to drop that. Sorry.
Send us through the details so we can put on the radio station and get some
airplay. Yeah, definitely will. So that drops out 12 tomorrow on all platforms.
Yep. Got any video clips lined up?
Sunday, I'm actually set to record some content for the first time. So
it
will be very soon.
Yeah, that's good. What I've found is that a lot of artists that I've spoken to, there's a few that they get their fan base to create the videos for them, fan videos. Nice, cheap.
Yeah, that's a genius idea. Yeah. Once you build up a fan base that's, decent enough to do that, that's absolutely brilliant.
How's your fan base growing? Is it going good?
I've gotten a lot of love for Freaking Out Loud, a lot more than I thought. It's really big in Finland. Of all places.
How did it get to Finland?
It's the second most played country. It's Finland. So you got Australia and then Finland and then the US. But I don't know how Finland got in the mix, but I'm so happy. That's like really cool.
Doesn't what's his name? There's another Aussie singer's making it huge over in Europe. His name's right on the tip of the tongue. But he sung that song, it comes and goes in waves. Dean Lewis.
Dean Lewis. Yes.
He's making it huge over there as well. They love Aussie music.
Yeah, he's killing it. So much talent in one man. It's crazy.
Oh, it is, yeah. He's just got another new song out too. He's just doing hot. We need to talk about it. So you got the new song coming out tomorrow. Excited?
Yes. Very excited. Yeah, it's been... I kind of just wanted to like drop it right away. I'm like, I just want to get it out now. But the wait was good. Wait was really good. And I'm very excited.
Cool. Have you actually heard any of your songs on radio yet?
I have not. Not yet, no. I know it's been requested on Triple J a few times, but I haven't heard it. I haven't, like, tuned in.
Have they got a copy of it?
I think so. I've submitted it to Unearthed, so it should be on there.
Because I got it off AMRAP.
Yes, it's on AMRAP as well.
Yeah. Yes. Have you had many other stations pick it up, like, contact you from AMRAP?
Nothing yet, no. Not still, I think it was just you. I was quite surprised to get a
It's pretty, little it's message. Pretty new, though, isn't it? It's still pretty raw. It's pretty new.
Yeah. It's about 2 weeks old.
Yeah. Because I had to listen to it and I thought it was a great track. It's some of the... I find it hard to really compare with anyone. It's
quite different. It's not my usual type of music that I would do. Yeah. There's no genre that I can stick to, pretty much. I've got like a full rap song coming out. I've got rock. Yeah. I've got a piano ballad, like a nice little soft song. There's just so many different genres. I want to kind of try my hand in all of them.
Yeah, no, it's good. We really enjoyed it. I'm going to be playing it at the end of this video so people can have a listen to it.
Beautiful.
There's no video clip. It's just going to be the album art and the song. But it is a good song. I encourage everyone to download it, put it on their playlist. What I'll do, I'll get you to send me all your links.
Yep.
and then we'll add that to the description in the video when we release the video. Rightio. So just press the puppy cam. And be careful, got cameras everywhere. All right.
We'll find that one.
What we're going to do, I have this little segment, and I call it Getting to Know.
Yep.
And I'll edit all the visuals out in a second. But we've got 10 random questions so people can get to know Jason Miles a little bit better. And question number one, what is your favourite cartoon character?
SpongeBob, for sure.
SpongeBob?
Yeah.
Okay, well, we're getting a bit controversial now. Who's your celeb crush?
There's too many. I'd probably say Madison Beer or Selena Gomez.
Cool. HJs or Maccas?
HJs, I reckon. Yeah.
Okay, your all-time favorite song?
Whoa. It's got to be Don't Stop Believing by Journey.
Yeah, it's a pretty good one. Sure. Your favorite hangover cure?
Macca's. Kind of contradicts the other one. But yeah, triple cheeseburger from Macca's.
What is your spirit animal?
A leopard.
Leopard. Yep. Are you left or right-handed?
Right-handed.
Right-handed. Okay, this is going, you're going to think about this one. How old were you when you knew you wanted to be an artist?
I was 13 when I knew I wanted to do it.
Yep.
But it only really became set that I wanted this like seriously about maybe 5 years ago.
Yeah.
I was about 20.
Your favorite song to sing in the shower?
Oh, it's got a Love Story by Taylor Swift.
And final question, would you ever go on Australian Idol?
Sorry, you broke up there a little bit.
Would you ever go on Australian Idol?
No, I don't think so.
You know, no one has ever said yes to that question.
Yeah, it's a bit, I don't even know. I feel like I'd probably be way too nervous to go on Australian Idol being judged. You know what I mean? Yeah.
I'm surprised you said Taylor Swift because she's what got me all worked up at the moment. I don't like what she did
with her. I love Taylor Swift.
Oh, she's talented.
Huge Taylor Swift.
But what she did to the ARIA charts and what she did to and the flow-on effect it has on for other artists.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. There's a bit of controversy there, but yeah.
But she's got, from the album, only one of them songs is still in the charts. That's,
yep.
Remember the name of it, but it's, I haven't looked today. It's still there. But, yeah, she's a talented lady, but I'm team Katy Perry.
Katy Perry.
Yeah.
You must love the menu log out then.
I heard on repeat.
It's still going.
It's silly, but, yeah. So look, you wouldn't go to Australian Idol fear of being judged. No. Is that dropping stuff?
I've just always had – I think the reason I've been – you know, only just started releasing music was just because I've always been so judgmental of myself and very self-conscious of myself. Yeah. I never thought I'd be good enough to make music that would do well.
Yeah.
There was always that pressure. But then it got to a point where it's like, it doesn't need to do well. I'm just doing it now because I enjoy it and I'm just going to keep doing it no matter what.
Yeah. Well, that's the thing. If you enjoy doing it, it becomes easy. Yeah. It's not hard. It's easy.
Absolutely. Amazing. Yeah. It's just everything flows out. You can just tell any story you want. It's just great.
Yep. If you could go back, right, because you said like, it was 30s when you first thought about it, but if you could go back to when you were starting and tell yourself something, a bit of advice, what would that little piece of advice be?
Just do it.
Yep.
Literally just do it. Don't hold back on anything. Just go out and do it.
Yeah. Now, that's what everyone's – I've asked that question. They said the same thing, just – give it your best shot, go out and go and do it.
It just takes you that long to learn that, I suppose.
Yeah. Do you have any role models that you look up to in regards to the music industry and what you want to achieve?
I've really loved Elvis. He's been like one of my biggest inspirations.
Yeah.
but there's also NF, who is a rapper, as well as, what's the other one? It's a metal band called I Prevail.
Yeah.
So all of them have just been my biggest inspirations. You know, I've listened to all of them on repeat. I follow everything they do. And you just learn so much how to handle every situation. It's great.
Yeah. It's amazing how you have picked three different genres of people to look up to.
Yeah. So, yeah, it's just there's too many genres. You went through my phone, you'd be so confused.
Yeah, oh, yeah, I've got the same thing because like our motto is we love music, and that's what it basically boils down to. I think the only thing that we don't have is country, and
yeah, it's probably the only thing I don't have either. But I do love country music.
We've got country, like, we've got some crossovers going on there.
Yeah,
so we're actually considering putting a country, some more country in there, but yep. I'm going to be starting up a podcast with another guy, Reds, coming up in the next week or two. We're going to be starting, and we're talking about music in general. And one of them is going to be, for me, is country music seems to be where all rock stars go to die.
Yeah.
So don't go to country music just yet.
No, not until you're ready, I suppose.
Well, yeah, you're not wrong, I suppose. You look at the country charts, and I was looking at the top 10 country charts the other day, because someone, it was funny, I was looking at going through my phone, and it was a really funny story. As this guy's, like, I'm not going to say who it was, but he's celebrating, jumping up and down. His country album has gone to number one on the ARIA country charts. For the albums, and then I was laughing because I felt sorry for the guy, because obviously getting to number one is a feat. But when you look at who was the following, like Keith Urban was on there twice. Slim Dusty, he died in 2003. All this music, yeah, right. I can understand how you got to number one, but
yeah, not right.
It's funny when you're bragging about beating Slim Dusty, who's been dead for 18 years, 20 years, or whatever it is.
Oh, good Lord.
Yeah. Okay, so in Canberra, do you get out? Obviously, you've got the one song one coming out tomorrow. Do you go out gigging, playing shows, busking?
Not yet, no. I'm still building up to that level. I just kind of gotten brave enough to start releasing music.
Yeah.
I will eventually gig around Canberra.
Yeah.
And then hopefully, you know, broaden out to other states and that kind of stuff as well.
Yeah.
But for the moment, I'm just going to release a bit, maybe build up a fan base, see what happens, and then start getting a bit more.
Well, hopefully your fan base will build up, and we'll hopefully be able to swing some more fans over from here and listen to the song. Obviously, we've got it on the radio station. We'll be pushing that out a bit more and plugging that more. Now, with your performing and things, do you sing in front of other, you don't go out gigging. How do you feel singing in front of other people?
It took me a long time to do that. So the first person I actually sang in front of was Citizen K, who's the producer guy that I record with. And I walked in there so nervous. I explained to him, look, I haven't even sung in front of my partner, my mother, nobody. I used to sing on stage when I was about six, though.
Yeah.
But that was for like milkshakes from the crowd, that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
But it doesn't count. And I walked in and I said, look, I'm really nervous. I'm going to be straight up. I'm probably going to be very shaky over the mic for a bit. And he just told me, look, there's just two homies dropping down some bars. Just relax. And right away, it just made me feel comfortable. And just released like everything out, did like two songs.
Yeah.
I ended up going back to re-record it because I could hear the nerves. So I redid it. But now it's a bit easier. I've got no problem playing it for people.
Yep.
I can sing karaoke now in front of people a little bit. So
going back to Black Summer, what he was telling me was with his latest release of songs, that was the first time he had actually gone into a booth and recorded himself. And he was, basically said the same thing, how nervous he was having to sing it, because he was originally, well, what he always does, he's the one pressing the buttons, he's the one outside the booth.
Yep.
And he said he was quite lost when he got in there. He didn't know what to do. But
it's pretty nerve-wracking, but some people are just born for it.
Yeah.
Some people just kind of got to ease into it, and I'm definitely one of those people.
Well, look, your song's pretty good. Freak It Out Loud, guys, girls, go to Spotify, go to your streaming services, YouTube, download it, listen to it. like Jason said, it's pretty big in Finland. And yeah, it's great. It's good to hear. It's good to know. It's like, as long as they're paying, like buying and paying for it, you're going to get some money back from Spotify or something like that.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, definitely. It's just crazy that it's Finland of all places, but I'm not complaining.
Yeah. Well, let me know when you got the new song out tomorrow. What's it called again?
Chess.
Chess, yeah. And yeah. Do you have any others coming after that?
Yes, I've got about 11 demos.
Yep.
That I'll go and get them, you know, start get the ball rolling on those. Cool. I'm looking at probably releasing a song maybe 2 a month, so every 2 weeks, hopefully. But yeah, we'll see how it goes.
Well, good luck. Wish you all the best. Great song. Like, I'm encouraging everyone I can to get out and get the song, have a listen to it. Like I said, at the end of the video, I'll have this up and put it at the end. I'll send you the link so you can share it to everyone, share it to all your fans. And it's coming to that end of the evening. Thank you for taking your time out of your evening to come and join us on Pop Rock Radio.
Not a problem at all. Thank you.
We're going to definitely keep an eye on your next track coming out. Got to get you to send it to us. And yeah, so let's do this. Let's get you out and about and well known. Beautiful. So once again, thank you very much. This has been Pop Rock Radio. If you're listening on our app, we'll catch you next time.
Lovely. Have a good night.
Yeah, so we're just winding this up now. I'm going to hit the end of the record session, and that'll count down, and we'll continue our conversation afterwards. But thank you very much for joining us. Hey.
We were sitting in my room, looking at pictures of you. You took me back in time to when you thought you were cool. And now you're running around with the iced up bags, spend all your cash, and I like that. Live fast, die young, tatted on your back. I reminisce all the times that we had, so you should know that I miss you, miss me. Can we work it out? 'Cause I don't know how much longer I can be without you. Called me last night and you were freaking out loud. Baby, tell me what you're thinking about. I miss you, miss me, can we work it out? 'Cause I don't know how much longer I can be without you. Called me last night and you were freaking out loud. Baby, tell me what you're thinking about. It's so hard for me to be me. Without you, I'm not the man I used to be. So tired of living in my own world till you showed up and took over my whole world. What you thinking about?